Because you're allowed to create the life you love. You're allowed to manifest abundance, and you're allowed to heal from anything. And that's what we do here. I'm your host, Kimberly Tackett, and this is The Life You Love. Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Life You Love. I'm your host, Kimberly Tackett. I'm a spiritual guide, abundance manifester, and energy healing enthusiast. I have been working with my spiritual guides for, it's going to be 12 years now. Yeah, it's going to be 12 years. And I am going to share a little bit about manifesting, especially abundance, in all areas of your life, ways to unlock yourself, heal from things that are keeping you stuck, which takes me into the next part about me, which is that I'm a healing enthusiast, an energy healing enthusiast, that is, which means I look for all of these amazing practices and modalities to heal the energy that I've created that might be stuck within me. If you remember, everything is energy, says science. And so we leverage that in energy healing, and we practice all of these different ways to move energy through us, around us, so that we have free-flowing energy moving in the direction that we want, so that we can move in the direction that we want. I'm so excited to be here. I can't tell you how deep and wide my well of gratitude goes to be sitting here in my chair right now, speaking into this microphone, recording this podcast. And so thank you so much for joining me and the community behind The Life You Love. We're going to take this to the masses. We're going to take this all over the world. And I am just so glad that you're here with me for that. So let's get to it. Today's episode is all about how we got here. So The Life You Love was inspired by a gift that I received when I was in high school. I had been dating my very first boyfriend that I ever had, and he and I met through Allstate Choir. I was in the Missouri Allstate Choir in 2008 and 2009 as a junior and a senior. And that experience, if anyone knows me, they know that that experience changed my life, and it changed the lives of every person who got to experience it. And there was one Christmas that I spent with him and his family, and I received a gift from them and this decorative plaque that said, "Create the life you love." And I know that might sound cliche because we've seen it everywhere. We see it at the stores. We see it online. We see it in people's posts. And, you know, it could lose its meaning the more that you see it. But for me, it set the tone for my life, and it helped me have a new direction. It's kind of like the compass during a time of my life where I had no direction and I was really lost. I was battling depression at that time. And so to see this plaque say, "Create the life you love," while it was hard to feel empowered during that time because depression is a really difficult thing to overcome, it gave me hope that maybe one day I would feel like I was living the life that I loved, because at that time I wasn't. And so after all those years, you know, over 13 years of, I think 13 years later, here we are. I'm in Arizona recording my first episode of The Life You Love. All because that little plaque told me that my life could be different and that I'm allowed to create the life that I love and that I'm allowed to take responsibility for that, which is a really big, big thing. It's really cool too, you know, to receive that kind of power when you think that you've lost it, you don't know where it went. So I hope that you enjoy this podcast. Thank you so much for being here with me. This is a place where I just envision a community coming together, a community sharing stories of your lives, what you've created, how you've turned your life upside down, how you turned the ship around and found a new direction. And I'm sorry, I just have to stop right now because my clock is 5:55 and one of the things you're going to learn about me is the fact that I have a lot of guidance from my angels. That's why I put spiritual guide as one of the very first things under my name, is because I'm constantly guided through spirit, through God, through my angels, through my ancestors. And I had an experience a couple weeks ago and they said, we are going to be communicating with you through fives. So every time you see fives, know that it's us and we're telling you that we've got your back. You know, we're here for it. So I just really love, because this is probably my, oh gosh, like fifth attempt at recording this. Oh my gosh. And I just said fifth attempt. That's so funny. So yeah, I'm just sitting here and with such gratitude, and I just think it's hilarious that they showed up during this one. Okay, team. So, oh, and also I've been working for corporate for over 5 years, almost 6 years. And so if you hear me say things like team, like I just did, just know that it's my corporate side of me coming out. And I am really happy for all of the training and things that I learned from being in corporate. I wouldn't trade it for the world. It was exactly what I needed to get myself here. I needed structure. I needed guidance. I needed business experience. And I needed experience in leadership. I needed the lessons that you can only learn through those kinds of experiences. And I'm just so grateful to be here to share, you know, what I've learned. And so, yeah, anytime you might hear me say some funny words like corporate jargon, just know that's where I've come from over the last 6 years. So I am excited to share this with you. One of the things I wanted to, I don't think I got deep into my vision for this, but my vision is that this podcast can create a community where I can interview and have conversation with people who have experiences with their spiritual guides, experiences as abundance manifestors, experiences through energy healing. And I would love to have people on here who are professionals in those areas, those who might have some more experience to share with all of us, including myself. And use this as a platform for us to learn how to unite, how to create light, how to spread the word of love and create life in all of our opportunities together. So thank you for dedicating yourself to this. And I think that you should give yourself a big hug and just know that this is going to be an awesome journey. Love yourself for everything that you've gone through. And honor yourself for the challenges. And, you know, who knows, maybe you're in a challenging time right now. Maybe you're in a really prosperous time right now. Honor both parts. Honor both the peaks and the valleys. And just know that you are stronger through every situation you're experiencing. And I hope that I can be with you along your journey. So yeah, this is the life you love. And I'm so grateful for you to be here. I'm so grateful to share this experience with you. And please let me know if there's anything that you want from this podcast, any topics you would like covered, people you would like maybe to hear from. And I can't wait to share that. All right, y'all. Go have a kick-ass week. I will see you next week here on The Life You Love.